from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A hurricane warning has been issued for a section of Texas's Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Harvey approaches. The storm's maximum sustained winds are near 75 kilometers per hour, but the U.S. National Hurricane Center says Harvey is expected to strengthen to a hurricane by Friday, when it is expected to approach the southern Texas coast. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Thursday during a visit to Ukraine that the Trump administration was actively reviewing whether to provide lethal defense weapons to the war-torn country. VOA State Department correspondent Carla Babb reports.
The Ukrainians in general have wanted more and more support with even lethal weapons. The problem with it on the United States side, however, is that there are two camps, essentially. There's the one camp that feels like it is morally right to provide Ukrainians with the tools that they need to support themselves and protect themselves from what is clearly determined by many is Russian aggression. There is another camp, however, that acknowledges this point, but then worries that providing such weapons would provoke Russia and escalate the conflict further, causing even more Ukrainians to die. So it puts the United States in a very difficult position.
The previous U.S. administration under President Obama held the view that sales of defensive lethal weapons to Ukraine would unnecessarily provoke Russia. But Trump administration officials have reopened consideration of the previously rejected plan. Stocks retreated on Wednesday and gave some of their gains back from a day earlier, when the Standard & Poor's 500 index had one of its best days of the year. You're listening to VOA. Russian and U.S. officials traded accusations Thursday over their respective policies in Afghanistan, pointing fingers to blame at each other. In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed regret that the main focus of President Donald Trump's new Afghanistan strategy is regulation by methods of force. Earlier Thursday in Kabul, U.S. Army General John Nicholson, the commander of the NATO mission and U.S. forces in the country, made a direct appeal to the Taliban and talked about the new strategy for the U.S. in Afghanistan.
There will be additional capabilities. Some of that's already arriving, but we're not going to talk about the specific numbers. We're not going to telegraph to the enemy what it is we're going to do and how we're going to influence the battlefield.
Conflict in Afghanistan with a factionalized unity government riddled with corruption has dragged on for 16 years, since shortly after the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. Students have arrived to the University of Virginia campus in Charlottesville, Virginia for the start of the fall semester. None of them expected their school to be the center of national and international headlines for the violent rallies that culminated in the death of a young woman who was there protesting racism. Students and their parents tell VOA reporters they were shocked but determined to keep the campus and the city a safe place for all. VOA's Latika Hoke has more.
The deadly violence in Charlottesville shocked the nation, and it scared the students enrolled at the University of Virginia, also known by its acronym UVA. Minority students like Malia Valentine were especially worried. But the university has made efforts to reassure minority students they have nothing to fear. Many hope that the violent rally was an aberration that won't be repeated. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Former undercover CIA agent Valerie Plame Wilson is looking to crowdfund enough money to buy Twitter so President Donald Trump can't use it. Wilson launched the fundraiser last week, tweeting, "If Twitter executives won't shut down Trump's violence and hate, then it's up to us. Buy Twitter, ban Trump." The GoFundMe page for the fundraiser says Trump's tweets, quote, "damage the country and put people in harm's way." And Star Wars: The Last Jedi is still a few months away from hitting theaters in the U.S., but happy fans are happy to get a glimpse at a new character as part of a three-day marketing rollout of toys and products inspired by the film. The Walt Disney Company said Thursday that the global event, dubbed Force Friday 2, will feature an augmented reality treasure hunt called Find the Force, using the Star Wars app in the 20,000 participating locations in 30 countries. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.